Rome. Chapter 3. Decimus Vindacius Valerian poured more wine, then thumped the silver pitcher down on a marble table. He looked across the marble table at his son, who was lounging on the couch, an indolent look on his handsome face. The young man was trying his patience. They'd been talking for over an hour, and Decimus had gotten nowhere with him. Marcus sipped the Italian Falernian and nodded. "Excellent wine, father." The compliment was met with a stony glance. As always, his father was trying to direct him down the course he'd chosen for his son. Marcus smiled to himself. Did his father really expect capitulation? He was part of his sire, after all. When would the elder Valerian realize that his son had his own ideas to carry out, his own way to follow? His father was a restless man, given to fits of irascibility when he didn't get his way. Doggedly, he continued, his demeanor seemingly calm, which Marcus was well aware was only a veneer concealing the temper boiling beneath. Vespasian, for all his brains and tactical ability as a general, is still a plebeian, Marcus. And as a plebeian, he hates the aristocracy that has almost destroyed our empire. A member of the Senate claimed his genealogist had traced the emperor's line back to Jupiter. Vespasian laughed in his face. Marcus shrugged and rose from the couch. "So I've heard, father. He removed 4 senators whose bloodlines go back to Romulus and Remus. If you believe in such nonsense." "It's in my best interest to believe. This Flavian admits openly to being the son of a Spanish tax collector, and that may be his ultimate downfall. He's a commoner who has taken the reins of an empire founded on royal bloodlines." "Just because you're the biggest dog doesn't mean you're the smartest or the best. Vespasian may not have the bloodlines, but he is a born leader." "I share your admiration of Vespasian, father. Galba was a senile fool, and Otho greedy and stupid. As for Vitellius, I suspect the only reason he wanted to be..."